This is Sunday Conversations. Sunday Conversations is a presentation of Davis Broadcasting, Inc. in cooperation with Russell Innovation Center for Entrepreneurs, a 501c3 nonprofit organization.
Hello, and welcome to Sunday Conversations on Smooth Jazz 101, Smooth Jazz 100. I'm your host, Ashley Scott, the Internal Communications Manager at the Russell Innovation Center for Entrepreneurs. Today, we talk with Sam Dilworth of EcoPest Pros, another outstanding rice stakeholder. Good morning, Sam.
Good morning. How are we doing today?
I'm good. How are you today?
I'm great.
Good. I'm so excited to have you. I want to jump right in and ask you to share your story of how your business became to be on with our audience.
Great. We started out, I was working for another pest control company, and I decided one day I just wanted to start my own business, and that's how we got started.
Okay. How long were you working for that other pest company before you realized that this could be an entrepreneurial pursuit?
I had been there 3 years, and I had got into management, and I just realized one day, if I can do it for them, I just decided I can do it for myself.
Mm. What were some of the key learnings, like when you were in that business, that you transitioned again from being someone who was killing the pest to being the boss of your own business?
Just learning I can be in management and running other employees and just doing all the stuff that we can learn in management, and I decided I can take it from management to ownership, and that's what got me to that point.
Okay. Now, as an African-American business owner, there's always unique challenges, and I'm curious to understand and hear more about what unique challenges you faced on your entrepreneurial journey and how you overcame them.
The biggest thing about being a black pest control owner is just not that many pest control owners. So you don't have that many owners to go to for mentorship. So it's kind of difficult as trying to find different avenues and different ventures in pest control. So you really have to be creative in different ways when you're trying to grow your business. So that's the hardest part about it.
Well, building a strong business often requires a strong team. How do you go about selecting and nurturing the right talent for your company? Do you mentor and bring some of those young people you're coaching into your business?
Well, definitely. Actually, right now, I got a young guy who I'm training, who I just met at one of my service stops. So he's a very young guy, and I'm bringing him in right now. He's doing pretty well. This is probably 6 months in. My customers actually love him, so he's doing pretty good. So he should be, you know, ready to go in about 2 more months. So he's well trained.
Okay. Now, when you talk about training, are there systems that you have in place? How did you create that process for training your employees?
Yes, ma'am. It's definitely systems in place. It's something definitely you want to be trained well. You have to be trained with the chemicals, kept up to date with the state training, keep all your, you have to be tested. You have to be knowledgeable of chemicals, mixing of chemicals. Then you have to be professionally trained, also going inside of people's residential home, commercial homes. So you also have to be tested for, you know, drug tested as well. So it's a full process, and it takes a while to get everybody trained up to speed.
Mm-hmm. And so one of the things that I always like to kind of talk a little bit more about is just how you are contributing to the community when it comes to your business. Are there ways that you give back as an entrepreneur and as a business owner?
Yes, definitely. We only mostly try to hire out of the community. So that way we can also, you know, help people be able to keep the money in the community as well. Also, we treat different facilities for free. So that kind of, you know, that's another way we give back to the community.
How did I get on that list?
Yeah. Well, you know, it's a long list, so you kind of got to wait. Yeah, we'll try to get you before Christmas.
Okay. Now, when it comes to these communities or community places where you are doing these free pest control services, you want to give them a shout out? What are some of the people that you're helping to take care of?
Yes, mostly our daycares. Mostly in the Stone Mountain area. That's kind of where I be at most of the time. So, yeah, we can all definitely afford that. We're doing Stone Mountain.
Okay. Okay. Now, financing is a big hurdle for a lot of entrepreneurs. You're doing well enough that you can offer free services to these daycares in Stone Mountains, but I'm sure you weren't always in that position. So how did you go about creating the capital that you needed, getting the financing that you needed to really grow and build your business?
That's a good question. Starting out with mostly, as I told you earlier, most of my associates are business owners. So we basically kind of inside funded till we got to the point of, you know, getting banking funding. But myself, we started just funding just to get trucks, and then it just went from there. The biggest thing about pest control is actually having enough vehicles and enough technicians, and it kind of funds itself because you just grow. It's more and more of a mouth with pest control and getting yourself out there. And especially, like I said, funding just kind of funds itself. So you don't need a big funding until the point where I'm at now. So I'm at the point where I'm definitely going to need funding to grow from the small part into the next level of pest control.
Okay, now you said the next level of pest control. What is that next level for you? What are your goals and your dreams for what Eco Pest Pros will become?
Definitely in the next 6 months, they definitely take Eco from being a small business to a more of a, what you want to call a medium-sized business. So hopefully with all the stuff I got going on with the changing of the business, the growing of the business, the exposure, getting from all the new ventures and everything, we can definitely take it from where we have it now into something bigger.
So let's go deeper a little bit. What kind of changes are you making in your business right now to scale?
Just we add more employees, just with the more networking we're doing, the bigger businesses, the colleges, the universities we have now, the medical facilities, just getting more commercial clients. It's just the more of going from residential to more commercial property. So it's a big difference of the clients.
And what are some of the things you're doing differently to go from those residential homes into the more commercial space?
Just mostly the clients, the networking of being in bigger spaces, having bigger clients, going from having smaller apartments to having complexes, meeting more people at more networking spaces. That's the biggest thing about my business now. Before, we only had smaller spaces to be in. Now that I'm connected with bigger clients, bigger meetings, it's easier to make bigger deals, so the clients have been bigger lately.
Well, one of the questions I do want to ask about you is what you are doing to inspire young entrepreneurs, and if you have any advice, words of encouragement for the young people who might be interested in starting a business or even getting into the pest control industry.
On the first part of the question, as I meet everybody, all the young people that I meet at the Wright Center, and I find out what kind of business they in, and as people meet me and they know who I am, probably 50% of the people know me, but they don't know my name. They just know me as Sam the Bug Man or just the Bug Man. So all the young guys who I meet or the young ladies, I just tell them if they have a business and it does something, just let people know what you do, because they're not going to remember your name. They're just going to remember what you do. As far as what I do, people either know me as the guy in the green shirt or the Bug Man. So they don't really remember me as Sam. So if you do something, so if you the cookie lady or you the computer guy, so it's better you to go by that instead of you going by Sam. So that's kind of the advice that I give out all the young guys or the young women.
That's a good piece of advice. Talk about yourself and be known for that thing you do. I like that a lot. What I do want to ask you is, again, how do you get into the pest control industry? Is that something you would recommend to a young person who might not know what their skills are or they're not really sure where to go next? Do you feel like this is a good industry?
Yes, definitely. I think that's one of the biggest myths or misconceptions about pest control. It's definitely not all about killing bugs. You can be in the sales side, you know, you could be in the office side, or you can just be in the inspection side. You could be an entomologist. I mean, it's a lot of parts of pest control.
Well, wait a minute. What is an entomologist saying?
That's like the study of bugs. I mean, it's just like being a doctor or anything else. You have to go to school and, you know, get your degree and all everything, just like anything else. So it's definitely an interesting field. I mean, it's bugs and termites and bed bugs. It's definitely something new every day. That's the one thing about pest control. It's never the same. I mean, one day you could be chasing squirrels. The next day you could be chasing bed bugs. So definitely at Eco, every day is something different. So if you want to definitely get into pest control, you can give us a call at EcoPest, and we definitely looking for young, new talent.
I love that as a career. And I mean, it's something that everybody needs. And I love, like you said, it's a very spicy kind of daily different thing for you. So if you don't like that mundane same thing every day, then being in pest control can provide that spice of life, that variety that you're looking for. So I think that's a really great career path for someone who likes to be out and about meeting people. And I think there's obviously that scientific side, so you got to have some wits and some smarts about you to start mixing up those chemicals. But it's a clear pathway, I think, for young people to get involved in. So thanks for sharing that today, Sam.
Oh, yeah. I just want to say this also. It's definitely a career also for young ladies. So I don't want young ladies to think, oh, it's not a path for me. It's definitely a female-oriented business as well.
So now one of the things I want to ask is, like, how do people purchase your service? How do they get in touch with you? And I also want to ask you, before we even go there, what are some of the things that sets you apart from other competition? You know, because there's a lot of pest control people out here. So before you give the people your contact information, why should they choose Sam and Eco Pest Pros?
Number one, because at Eco Pest, we're just different from our competition. Customer service, accountability, and just the way we treat our customers. If you choose Eco, we definitely will treat your home as if we would treat our own home.
Okay. And that green product, can you talk a little bit more about, I don't usually hear a lot about eco-friendly pest control. So I think that's a really interesting thing that makes you different. Can you talk a little bit more about that?
Yes. Basically, the meaning of the green products is more natural friendly products, more of a product that's derived from more plant friendly products instead of more of a chemical based products. And that's the biggest difference. Don't want to get into much scientific stuff, but that's the biggest difference between the more conventional products and the more natural products. So one is more chemically derived, and the other one is more plant derived. So it's more environmental friendly. So, and the difference is you get more of a natural products, more plants than the other base formula, than the natural chemicals.
I know everybody's thinking, is natural going to be as potent and do as much killing of those bugs as the conventional chemical-y stuff does?
Okay, and the difference is also, is a program called IPM. It's where the guys come out before they even start putting out the chemicals. They come out and they inspect your home, and they figure out how the bug's getting in. Because also, when you have a bug problem, they just don't appear on the inside of your home. So it's got to be a way they're getting in. So we come out and inspect your home. We repair the problems, patch the holes up, figure out how they're getting in. You let you know, hey, you might need to seal this hole. We might need to caulk here. So it's more of a, that's why you were saying the scientific, it's more of a smart guy approach to our pest program as well. So you just don't want to come out and just be spraying pest control all over your doors, windows. So also, you got kids and stuff. You want to be more specific of where you want to put the chemical as well. So that's also a part of an eco-friendly program. So you just don't want to put out pest control everywhere. You want to put out, you know, just where you need it to be put out at.
That makes so much sense. Tell the people how to get in touch with you, Sam.
Yes, we could be reached at 404-997-2696, or you can email us at ecopestpros@gmail.com.
Thank you so much, Sam, for being on the Smooth Jazz 101, Smooth Jazz 100 platform today. And thank you for sharing your valuable insights with our audience. Your stories today are truly a testament to the power and perseverance, innovation, and spirit of entrepreneurship within our African-American community. I appreciate and value you, Sam.
Thank you very much.
To our listeners, thank you so much for listening to Sunday Conversations. I'm Ashley Scott. And for more information on today's episode, click the Sunday Conversations tab at smoothjazzatl.com.
Tune in every Sunday at 11 a.m. as we celebrate innovation, perseverance, and the entrepreneurial spirit. Sunday Conversations, hosted by Ashley Scott, only on Smooth Jazz 101, Smooth Jazz 100.